Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
mind. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's the 20th anniversary of Tim Berry's first appearance on the Small Business Advocate Show. Tim, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, and back at you, Jim. Congratulations. That means 20 years of you doing it every day and doing a really good job of it.
So, well, we couldn't have done without you. I don't know. I don't even want to think about where our world will be. Folks, I'm going to say that in 20 years, Tim has probably been on my show, oh, I'm going to say at least 150 times, maybe more. And probably at least 150, maybe more, like 160 or so. So, Tim, thank you for all of that. And so many years, every month, he was steadfast every month. And then as the way leads on to way and things, people get busy, it became less, a little bit less. But Tim, thank you again for 20 great years. We're talking about business planning, the evolution of business planning. Tim, there's a couple of things that I think we got to kind of overlapped here, and that is the entrepreneurial nature of the young people. The research shows that Gen Y is not as entrepreneurial as baby boomers are, for example. But there's a lot of them, so maybe that'll make up for some of it. But what I'm concerned about for the young people, and I say this with great love, great affection, because I do feel that for them. I still believe that the millennials are probably the best generation we've ever raised, the best generation of humans that we've ever raised. I think they're that kind of high quality of individuals, but not their fault. Their world is so full of content. It's coming at them in a fire hose over the internet, right? They're getting so much content that if you're a business owner, your world is full of content and context. The context are the fundamentals. You talked about in the last segment, you talked about the fundamentals. That's the context. And if you disregard context in favor of content, that's the kind of behavior that worries me about young business owners. What do you think, Tim?
I think it's intriguing. There's something really there in the loss of how we distinguish and how we sift and filter through content. In a mass of content, it becomes harder to distinguish between what's valuable and what isn't, and what's real and what isn't.
Right.
And we used to use context, I assume. Now it's just people who've grown up with these miracles of technology that are now commonplace. Mm-hmm. I think it changes the way people approach what you're calling content. I think it's changed a lot. You're right.
Well, and so that's what makes me wonder if younger business owners, younger entrepreneurs, if they're troubled by the planning process, because it does make you slow down and focus on things that are less sexy. Cash flow is not very sexy, right? Plan versus actual, not always as sexy. And maybe I'd rather be looking at what the new app that I'm trying to develop. But you have to do all the stuff, don't you? I call it the baby raising stuff. You got to change the diapers, even though you don't want to. That's all context that you have to do if you're going to be a business owner. And I wonder how the young people are doing with all that. What do you think? Do you know?
I think that some of those basic principles, that's why fundamentals are what they are. And I love when you say cash flow is not very sexy. I'm thinking, yeah, until your balance is zero, and
that's
suddenly
right.
It becomes the most important thing
that's
in the
right.
world. So
it's probably the
I think
topic.
It's hard, you know, when we started talking, you and I, 20 years ago, there was a lot to be said for gathering information. Mm-hmm. That was a skill. That was a process that mattered. Whereas now, it's much more important to sift and digest information. isn't a lack of information. There's a need to figure out what matters and what's real.
So we've got to be more discerning consumers of information, don't we? More focused.
Yeah. And there's, you know, like there's studies on aging, which are related in a way. As they look at the cognitive skills of people who are aging, they lose a lot of the classic immediate recall, short-term memory, and things like that. But the studies show that what they seem to gain and become better at is discerning what to keep and what matters amid these big waves of signals and noise and I think what you're calling content. And that's really important. When you talk about millennials, I think it's youth. I don't know if one generation is better than another, but every new generation is younger than every other generation.
Right.
And that may be the common bond.
Well, maybe so. I just hope that that the young entrepreneurs, my only message to them would be try to realize that you're not. I'm going to say this, Tim, and I want your thoughts as we go to a break. If you can't pay attention to the fundamentals, the greatest app in the world won't save you. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, that's absolutely true. Only a fool would argue with that.
You can't out-app the fundamentals, can you?
No.
You can't. Cash flow, all those things, operating with financial statements, things like that. Those are knowing what your gross profit margin is. Those are fundamentals. Those are context, not content.
Yeah.
Quick break. Right back with Tim Berry. We're celebrating his 20th anniversary with us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.